When the enemy attacked, you ran away. That's treason. Now it's time to splatter your brains everywhere. Please, please, don't kill me. Shut up. Die like a man. But I have a wife and family. Pew. That's what happens to cowards.
Hey, shh. You have to keep it down. There's an important meeting going on.
Sorry.
I'll set you up in the copy room. You won't be in the way there.
It's going to be a close vote. Most of your colleagues are not going to want to spend this amount of money in just 25 districts. Try persuasion first.
Talking points are in your packets.
And if you want more detailed information, research, statistics, you can contact Jillian or myself.
And when it comes to doling out favors, talk to Doug. If favors don't work, come to me directly. Peter?
I'll be campaigning in Pennsylvania. All my events this week will be in counties within the watershed, so I'll be working the media angle. But if you need me to get on the phone with anybody, reach out to Christina. She'll work it into my schedule.
I have to say, Frank, $200 million is going to be a hard sell.
The natural gas lobby's already putting up a big fight.
We need to make this about jobs.
But the drilling industry can offer far more jobs than this bill can.
This bill doesn't threaten those jobs. It just makes sure the drilling is done responsibly. It adds more jobs on top of that.
I've already been approached by Sancorp with re-election funds.
I have, too. They offered me a donation package from 8 different drilling companies.
Remy Denton?
Yep.
How many of you have been approached by Remy? Look, I know it's not easy to turn down money, but if the Republicans control redistricting in Pennsylvania, we lose the House next election, and all of you lose your committee chairmanships. This is a feather that we need in Peter's hat. A loss on this bill endangers his chance of winning, and we are fighting to keep our majority here. Any other concerns? I'm on a first vote count by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Thank you all very much.
No sleeping. That bus is the only place I can get work done.
You know, Francis did a big bus tour in 98, and the bus lost its brakes going down a hill. And we landed in a tobacco field. He gets out of the car, knocks on the farmer's door, writes a check for all the damaged crops, and then borrows his pickup so he doesn't miss the next event. And it was actually fun. He was driving. I was shotgun when they had the whole staff in the flatbed. We actually got there 10 minutes early.
I think I should be here to help drum up votes.
Careful, sir. It's very hot.
Look, you and the vice president got national coverage. That's going to help us with the count.
I reached out to him. He never got back to me. I don't know if he even knows the talking points about the bill.
I don't think Jim wants to go. He's doing it as a favor to the president and I, so it doesn't matter if he doesn't know the talking points. You know, people want to see him be folksy, you know, so just humor him. Show him some degree of...
Are you okay?
Okay, it's time for us to go.
I'm so sorry.
All right, I just need to run it under some cold water. I'm not going to lie. I despise children. There. I've said it.
You can't act like that in here. You have to be a big boy.
Peter, we really need to get going. We've already missed one flight because a meeting went over.